Where are you going? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
The House Committee on the Judiciary will come to order. Without objection, the chair is authorized to declare recesses of the committee. To
object.
Objection noted.
We have a situation where we're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms. Where you turn the faucet on in areas where there's tremendous amounts of water, where the water rushes out to sea because you could never handle it, and you don't get any water. You turn on the faucet, you don't get any water. They take a shower and water comes dripping out. It's dripping out, very quietly dripping out. People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once.
What? 15 times? What are you eating? 15. The only time you flush a toilet 15 times is if the DEA is banging on your door and you have a kilo of cocaine up you. That's not normal. He instructed the head of the EPA to look into this. Can you imagine you're the head of the Environmental Protection Agency? You get a call from the president complaining about the water pressure in his toilet. This is like if he called the Department of Agriculture to have them replace a divot on his golf course. It's nuts. But apparently this is a big issue for anti-regulation conservatives, and Trump is embracing it. He even has a new campaign slogan, drain the toilet.
Gentleman from Georgia is...
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman will state his point of order.
Mr. Chairman, you have to recognize...
Gentleman will state his point of order.
The newest member of the impeachment family. D-O-N-A-L-D-T-R-U-M-P. Hey there, hi there, ho there, he's as guilty as can be. D-O-N-A-L-D-T-R-U-M-P. Richard Nixon,
Donald Trump,
Billy Clinton,
Donald Trump.
His crimes and misdemeanors are so high, 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 high. This will be your legacy through all of history. I-M-P-E-A-C-H-M-E-N-T.
The president got an early Christmas gift today. He's been especially naughty this year, so instead of coal, Nancy Pelosi gave him this.
You heard yesterday in the Judiciary Committee the scholars present the Constitution and how the facts and the Constitution give us no choice but to impeach, move forward with impeachment of the president.
That's right. The House Judiciary Committee will now draft articles of impeachment against the president of the United States. This is big. This will be the first draft Donald Trump can't dodge.
Mr. Chairman, my point of order is this. In the previous point of order, you ruled against his point of order.
Will you let him finish his point of order, please?
Made his point of order.
My point of order is that you were out of order in your ruling.
The do-nothing radical left Democrats have just announced that they're going to seek to impeach me over nothing. They already gave up on the ridiculous Mueller stuff, so now they hang their hats on two totally appropriate, perfect phone calls. The Ukrainian. He's still sticking with perfect on these calls. You'd think you could at least get him to say, okay, maybe not perfect, maybe perfect is overstating it a little. Maybe just say, very good call. But then he wrote, the do-nothing Democrats, again with the do-nothing Democrats, from the guy who watches TV and tweets all day, had a historically bad day yesterday in the House. They have no impeachment case and are demeaning our country, but nothing matters to them. They've gone crazy. Therefore, I say, if you're going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so we can have a fair trial in the Senate. For Republicans, it's been that the Democrats are rushing the impeachment process. Now Trump says, do it now fast. And a rare moment of discord. And the president also unveiled a new defense, and it's a really good one. I have to hand it to him. He wrote, when I said in my phone call to the president of Ukraine, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. With the word us, I am referring to the United States, our country. Well, why didn't you say that a while ago? That explains everything. He's the president of the US. I didn't, and you know, this has to be true because it took him 2 months to come up with it.
Tell Trump has been anxious recently because on Sunday, he fired off 105 tweets and retweets. That is such a rich and important record for future historians. Now we know what the commander-in-chief thinks about MMA fighter Tito Ortiz defeating Alberto Rodriguez via rear naked chokehold. Trump's Sunday tweet-a-thon included works of art like his newest lie explanation about what he meant during his phone call with Zelensky when he said, I would like you to do us a favor, though. Read the transcript. Also, see where I say us, a country, as opposed to me, meaning me. Well, thank you for clearing up the confusion, Mr. President. My preferred pronouns are me, and me. Because I'm all me thinks about.
There's a ruling on the point of order.
This is CNN breaking news.
In historic day on Capitol Hill, the House announcing articles of impeachment against the sitting U.S. President Donald Trump.
In service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors. A president who declares himself above accountability, above the American people, and above Congress's power of impeachment, which is meant to protect against threats to our democratic institutions, is a president who sees himself as above the law. We must be clear, no one, not even the president, is above the law.
But even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked.
Now, there was a big debate within the Democratic Party about how many articles of impeachment to bring against Donald Trump. But in the end, they decided to strike with surgical precision.
President Trump now facing two charges as the top Democrats of the key committees stood together to announce it all this morning. Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
Democrats have decided to narrow the scope of impeachment to the two articles of impeachment that they believe are the easiest to prove and backed up by the most evidence.
Because we are operating in a universe where Republicans are challenging some of the most basic facts, Democrats want to make this case as airtight as possible.
Yes, only two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, which means the Democrats are showing a lot of restraint because, I mean, let's be honest, Trump has done enough crazy to merit 2,000 articles of impeachment. Yeah, there was obstruction of justice from the Mueller report, using the presidency to enrich his businesses, the porn star payoffs. He's only facing two charges. Although, in a way, that's also kind of sad for him, because Nixon had three articles brought against him, Bill Clinton had four, and Andrew Johnson had 11, which means Trump will have the smallest impeachment of all time.
Gentleman from Georgia is ready.
Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman will state his point of order.
Chairman, you have to recognize
the gentleman will state his point of order.
Mr. Chairman, my point of order is this. In the previous point of order, you ruled against his point of order.
Will you let him finish his point of order,
please? Made his point of order.
So Democrats are charging Trump with obstruction of Congress and abuse of power, which who would have ever imagined that the guy who bragged about being able to walk in on contestants in his beauty pageant while they're changing clothes would abuse his power? It's shocking, really. But Trump lashed out immediately. Of course, he said the articles of impeachment were weak articles. He tweeted he's done nothing wrong. It's a witch hunt. Read the transcripts. He did all his hits, but it makes no difference. The House will vote to impeach, and then the case will go to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has not indicated when the trial will be held or how long the trial will last, but he did announce that the verdict will be not guilty.
If only you could be so bold.
The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear you've attacked a...
How dare the press not believe me that I went after my mother with a hammer!
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
McConnell and Trump, they've reportedly been arguing about how the trial should go. McConnell wants to do it quickly, but Trump wants it to take as much time as possible. It's like the tortoise and the hare piece. But the president reportedly wants to turn his impeachment into a show, into a dramatic event, because he believes this will hurt Democrats. But why would he even have a say in how the trial goes? He's the one on trial. You know, the Republicans are screaming that the process is unfair as the defendant is telling them how long he wants the trial to last.
This week, during the NATO conference in London, foreign leaders were caught on a hot mic making fun of President Trump. This included Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who Trump had considered a friend. Some dismissed it as petty high school gossip, but you should have seen what happened in the NATO cafeteria.
Denmark. Hey, Norway. NATO conference has been hella rad this year.
Totally. So international and fun.
Oh, my God, look. It's Trudeau and Macron. They're so cool.
Bonjour.
Hey, sorry.
Oh, my God, wow. And I guess Boris Johnson is hanging out with them now, too?
Come on, let's get some lunch, maybe even a little bit of wine, because we are bad boys.
Turn.
Shh. Oh, look. Shh. Quiet. Shh. It's Trump. Did you see him speak for 45 minutes the other day? He was just supposed to be for a photo.
Well, if I look like him, I try to distract a photographer, too.
Yeah, he's not good looking like us three. Hey, guys, is this seat taken?
Sorry, actually it is.
Yes, we would love to see you talk and chew at the same time, but we promised this seat to a friend.
Well, I'm Boris's friend, right, Boris? Don't make this harder than it already is, old man. I'm hanging out with these guys now.
Why don't you sit over there, Donald, with Latvia?
Latvia seems more your speed.
Okay, well, let's hang out later then, okay?
Definitely. Hey, by the way, you look thin. Have you lost weight?
Actually, I've gained quite a bit.
Well, it does not show. You look good.
Yeah, and your tie, what is it made of? Chinese chemicals. It's a clip-on, top and bottom.
Très cool. Well, au revoir.
Okay.
Oh, my God, that guy's a mess.
Oh, did you hear him talk about climate change the other day? He said we need stronger toilets.
He's like dumber than Boris.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's dumber than me.
Quick, wave to him so he thinks that we like him.
These are my best friends. We run this place.
Oh, that's nice. Hi, my name is Eggless, but you can call me Egg, huh? Would you like to try some of my pickled squid?
Yeah, that's great, Ted.
Okay, so this one time in Latvia, we fed the Wolverine schnapps, and he went nuts.
Oh, my God, I'm at the loser's table. I can't believe they made me sit with the foreign guy.
Hey, this is NATO. We're all foreign.
Okay, Fred, please, I'm trying to listen in here.
So, Boris, Macron and I were talking. We think that you should throw a party this weekend at Buckingham Palace.
Well, that's the Queen's house.
Oh, do it, Boris, unless you're not cool enough.
Did someone say something about a party?
Oh, I don't think you'd want to go. You'd have to walk upstairs.
Yes, and the food is all high quality, but small portions. It's your nightmare.
Yeah, and you like younger women, but this party only has Macron's wife.
What did you just say?
Nothing. I just meant, you know, your wife is older. That's good. I like when it's me, but not about me. So should I sit with you guys now? Because this seat is still not taken.
No, actually, this is for someone else.
This will be just the fourth time in U.S. history that articles of impeachment have been brought against a president.
No president wants to have the big eye tattooed on him, impeachment. It makes you a part of the loser's club of history.
Our new-
new details this morning about how the White House plans to defend the president against a Senate impeachment trial. White House lawyers met behind closed doors with Republican senators yesterday.
Settle down.
All right, let's go over the facts. Trump held up Ukrainian military aid and then asked them to launch a phony investigation into his political rival. How do we defend this, Senator Scarecrow?
Look at the transcript. When Trump says favor, he was actually saying favor, which is Spanish for favor. I got nothing.
And you've heard Trump and his Republican allies cycle through one obviously bad faith excuse after another. They complained about the private process, then they complained about the public process. They accused Ukraine of meddling in the 2016 election. They said the president was just worried about corruption in Ukraine in general. They said there was no quid pro quo at all. All of those arguments, of course, are lies. In reality, Republicans have no answer for one very simple question at the heart of this impeachment process. Is it okay for the president to pressure a foreign government to help him cheat in an election? And my favorite example of this came last week when Republican Congressman Doug Collins, the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, was asked that question and offered up some incoherent word puke.
You keep saying that the president was concerned about corruption, but in neither of those phone calls, he mentioned the word corruption. Why didn't the president mention the word corruption and instead ask the Ukrainian president to investigate the Bidens?
Well, that's almost like saying, why don't you ask, frame your questions differently. He said this is what he wanted looked into. He said, can you, as he said, help us as a country because we're trying to heal. We've had, as Mr. Jordan said earlier and did a great job at, we had just come off the Mueller hearing, which was most all of you covered and found to be a total disaster for the impeachment narrative that the Democrats have been saying. What we're simply saying here is that the issue was, what happened on that call? And then there became all these stories from the whistleblowers about all these things that supposedly happened. And since then, fact witnesses and even hearsay evidence has said, no, that's not what happened.
What? Was any of that English? If you put those words into Google Translate, it would just give up. But that right there is a perfect distillation of where the Republicans are right now. They don't have a coherent defense, so they just throw out a string of random buzzwords as quickly as they can and hope people buy it. In fact, here's GOP Congressman Jim Jordan at yesterday's House Judiciary hearing basically doing the same thing, just speeding through a bunch of nonsense as fast as he can.
Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 2019 in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw.
Oh my God, man, are you reading the evidence or auctioning it off? I mean, listen to him. He sounds like he should be talking to squirrels on a bench in Times Square. Now, Taylor said to Morrison that Yarmak told Pence about his visit to Warsaw. I mean, isn't that right, Pigeon? The pigeon isn't listening, but the squirrel is. Oh, wait, he's not. He's eating a nut. But where'd he get it? I don't see a nut tree. How come we've been here for 9 months? We don't know where this squirrel got his nut.
President Trump's persistent and continuing effort to coerce a foreign country to help him cheat to win an election is a clear and present danger to our free and fair elections, and to our national security.
So as it relates to President Trump, is he an incidental player or a central player in this scheme?
President Trump is the central player in this scheme.
Who sent Rudy Giuliani to Ukraine to smear Joe Biden?
President Trump.
Who fired the anti-corruption ambassador in Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch?
President Trump.
Who told Ambassador Sondland and Ambassador Volker to work with Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine?
President Trump.
Who ordered his own chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, to withhold critical military assistance for Ukraine?
President Trump.
Who refused to meet with President Zelensky in the Oval Office?
President Trump.
Who asked President Zelensky for a favor?
President Trump.
Who personally asked President Zelensky to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden?
President Trump.
Yes, it was a quid pro quo, and yes, it was to investigate the Bidens. And the basic truth is Republicans in the White House just don't care. They want us all to just accept it and move on. They've already said as much.
Was there a quid pro quo? As I testified previously, with regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes.
What exactly did you hope Zelensky would do?
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens.
But to be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. And I have news for everybody. Get over it.
Get over it? These guys are such assholes. They talk like dumb truck stop bumper stickers. My other ride is your mom. Get over it. But that's their real argument. You can pretty much ignore everything else they say, all the process complaints, the buzzwords, the brain vomit. The Republicans' argument is simple. We can do whatever we want. Get over it. Well, today, House Democrats responded by telling the Trump White House that they will definitely not just get over it.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
Can't wait until an election to remove a president who's made clear he's willing to cheat in that election. In fact, today, as Democrats were unveiling articles of impeachment, Trump was welcoming the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, into the White House. And a White House spokesman actually said on Fox News this morning that the two would discuss election security.
President Trump meets Russia's foreign secretary, Lavrov, at the White House this afternoon. Now, we're told that this is about arms control. But it's going to look real bad. It's going to be Russia, 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 Sergei Lavrov. It's going to get bad PR out of it, isn't it?
I don't think so. Listen, these kind of conversations are critical. You know, it's incumbent upon any American president to try and build relationships across the globe. We're absolutely expected to talk about arms control, but also election security.
He's going to discuss election security with the Russians? That's like airing a Say No to Drugs PSA with Walter White. At this point, all Trump and his allies have left is one thing, lying about the investigations and claiming there's some sort of treasonous deep state witch hunt to overthrow him.
More news about Trump's personal attorney and Scooby-Doo villain who's scarier without the mask, Rudy Giuliani.
President's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has been prepping his own case in Ukraine. He's been there. Trump says that he plans to deliver a report based on new information he uncovered there last week. Giuliani has extensive ties to the region, both through his legal work and his extended family in nearby Transylvania. And now all they have to do is figure out how to ship his coffin home and look out.
Giuliani spent the week in Ukraine. The collusion there is lovely this time of year. But now Rudy's back. And he says he never wanted this mission. It chose him.
I looked into Ukraine because...
Quick, Rudy. Quick, Rudy, think of something. Don't obviously lie.
It was thrown at me, put in my lap.
Okay, that actually sounds true. I believe it was thrown at him because I don't think anyone would willingly get in his lap. Giuliani took issue with people saying that he's corrupt, adding, I really try very hard to be super ethical and always legal. Does he think those are legal terms? Your Honor, my client pleads mega innocent. We humbly request infinite freedom.
You made a ruling on the point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yesterday, we got results from the Department of Justice's Inspector General report into the origins of the Russia investigation. And despite Trump's conspiracy theories, to the contrary, the IG found that the FBI was justified in opening its investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia and did not act with political bias. Good news for the FBI and the country.
The Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz declared he was unable to find any political bias behind the surveillance of the 2016 Trump campaign. All this, more evidence of the radical Dems and the deep state's awesome control of our permanent bureaucracy of our federal government.
There is no proof there's a deep state conspiracy. That just proves there is a deep state conspiracy because only the deep state could have hidden the proof.
Breaking news, a long-awaited report from the Justice Department's Inspector General finding the FBI's launch of the Russia probe was valid and unbiased. The report also says that there was no spying on the Trump campaign, which is a conspiracy theory that Trump has pushed since taking office.
It's important that the Inspector General found that in this particular instance, the investigation was opened with appropriate predication and authorization.
Just minutes after that aired, President Trump tweeted this. I don't know what report current director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, was reading, but it sure wasn't the one given to me.
No, it wasn't? Well, maybe the report you got didn't match the actual report, since the actual report was 434 pages long. Trump's aides probably gave him a one-page memo that read, you were right again, boss! But there's another argument on top of all the lying and conspiracy theories that's infuriating. Trump and the GOP have also argued that impeachment is somehow hurting the country and preventing the government from helping people, even while the Trump White House itself is actively hurting the most vulnerable.
As you head into Christmas and you head into the holiday season, mm-hmm. people are going to want results from Congress. And right now, all they're getting is hatred, vitriol, and a sham impeachment hearing that doesn't do anything to put food on the tables of the American people.
Oh, now you're worried about putting food on people's tables? Last week, you guys kicked 700,000 people off food stamps by imposing awful new work requirements. Think about how cruel that is. Work requirements from a guy who never works. Trump spends most of his time tweeting, watching TV, and crawling around his golf course like a groundhog who just popped out of the 18th hole. Looks like he's auditioning for the role of the gopher in a remake of Caddyshack. That's the kind of cruelty Republicans have committed themselves to defending. And they're fine with doing it. Today, Democrats at least put down a marker and said there will be consequences for Trump's behavior. They asked a simple question. Should a president be allowed to cheat to win an election? And instead of offering a coherent defense, all Republicans could say was...
Why don't you ask, frame your questions differently.
Rise, my friend.
The last poll just came out. As you saw, we're leading. I think it's all about competence. It's about leadership. I really am competent.
It would seem very hard to obstruct justice for a crime that never happened. Witch hunt. I think that would qualify not as not smart, but genius. And a very stable genius at that. MAGA.
With everything Donald Trump's been going through lately, it's easy to understand why he prefers an alternate reality. This video his campaign tweeted today, this one has Trump's head on the body of Thanos, the murderous, genocidal villain from the Avengers movies, because Trump voters are supposed to root for the bad guy. In this clip, Trump Thanos proclaims he is inevitable, snaps his fingers, and wipes out the Democrats who are impeaching him and gets reelected. But if only that easy, and if only they'd chosen a better scene, because as the 100 million people who saw Avengers Endgame know, that scene is actually where the bad guy met his end.
I am inevitable.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.